This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. After a tweet storm from President Trump calling on four Democratic congresswomen of color to go back to their countries of origin, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar on Monday called for drastic political measures. She spoke during a news conference in which she and her colleagues said they will continue to focus on the issues they've already been speaking out on: drug prices, education, and treatment of migrant families.
I have not made impeachment central to my election or my tenure. But since the day that I'd gotten elected, I'd said to people, it is not if he will be impeached, but when. So it is time for us to stop allowing this president to make a mockery out of our Constitution. It's time for us to impeach this president.
On Sunday, President Trump had issued a series of tweets in which he suggested the four Democratic congresswomen of color, in his words, go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came. Of the four women he targeted, three were born in the United States. Ilhan Omar is a naturalized citizen born in Somalia. On Monday, the president doubled down, asked whether his comments were racist. Trump told White House reporters, not at all. Nationwide raids aimed at rounding up 2,000 immigrants in the country illegally got off to a low-key start on Sunday in targeted cities. Churches and lawyers were standing by to offer sanctuary and advice. Many were passing out Know Your Rights flyers to people who thought they might be apprehended. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is moving to end asylum protections for most Central American migrants who usually reach the United States through Mexico. A rule published Monday bars migrants from seeking asylum in the United States if they've traveled through another country first. For more on these and other stories, you can visit us online, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. The World Health Organization has